let's have a little prayer.
Please stand.
Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for all that are here this morning and pray that you'll be with those who are still on the way. Bless our pastor as he prepares, dear Lord, to bring forth what you have put on his heart. We're here because we need more of you, dear Lord God. We can't make it without you. Every step we take, we just need to have more of you in our lives. Thank you for watching over us and getting us here today. Pray that you'll bless the service, bless everyone here. Thank you for the families you've given us, dear Lord God, vehicles, the homes, everything that you've provided. We just give you thanks. Pray now that you'll bless us as we want to rejoice and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn to Psalms 47. Psalmist says, "Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heaven, God sitteth upon the throne of the holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of God of Abraham. For the sheaves of the earth belong unto God, he is greatly exalted." Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the reading of your word this morning. Pray you just bless us now as we want to thank you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Sing this little song to him. Oh, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. God is awesome. So mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. Awesome. Oh, awesome. You know he's holy. He's holy. He's holy. So holy. He's awesome. So awesome. He's great. He's great. So great. He's great. And he's awesome. Oh, awesome. Deliverer. Deliverer. Deliverer, deliverer, he's awesome, so awesome. Provider, a provider, 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 he's awesome. My God is awesome. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, and he's awesome, oh, so awesome. My God is awesome, heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened. Forever he will reign. Oh, my God is awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome God tonight. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. So you can use me. I give myself away. Oh my God. Oh, I give myself away. So you can use me. Oh, here I am. Lord, my life is in your hands. Oh, Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed. Oh, in me, I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. Oh, take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. Oh, give myself away, oh God, I give myself away, so you can use me.
myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself. I give myself to you. Oh, I give myself away. I give myself away. Oh, so you can use me. I give myself. With me, here I am.
Jesus.
My God, my God. So much he does for us. Woo. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Songs is up. Woo. My God, my God. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. My Lord, my Lord. Thanks. We have a couple specials this morning. Sister Wisdom.
Bless you. Way up high in the sky, I've got a Savior who redeemed me by the blood of his Son. My Redeemer came down the spirit of an eagle. A message to turn me back to my heavenly Father. You see, I've been upon too long, so I'm going home, riding on the wings of an eagle. Quickly, my Lord, my soul in this world don't belong. I am ready, ready to enter the door of redemption. Oh Lord, thou art my God. To see. Jehovah, to sit at the feet of Jehovah. So now I'm going home, riding on the wings of an eagle.
When you have a work to do and the task ahead seems bigger than you, that's when he steps in. When you know in your heart that's God's command, takes more can than be done by man, that's when he steps in. When he sees you at the point of your need, when he sees you at the point of crossing your Red Sea, and in the moment you call, when you give it your all you
We are, because we are just used to you doing it for us, just like a little child. And Lord, you do so much for them, and they don't want to do anything for themselves. But Lord, I just want to be one that recognizes your blessings. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Your grace and mercy. Yeah.
through. One more time.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, I'm living this moment because of you. Your grace and mercy, your grace and mercy brought me through.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his holy name. Amen. Before you can have your seats, but before you do that, turn around and say, thank God for grace. We appreciate the grace of Almighty God. Amen. If it had not been for his grace, then we certainly wouldn't be where we're standing today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. My God. We want to thank the Lord for the service thus far. Amen. The specials that went forth. And Sister Wisdom and Sister Michelle, God bless you. Got a couple announcements that I want to make mention of. Amen. This afternoon, we'll be going over to Bible Truth Tabernacle, Brother Smiley's church, for a little fellowship. They invited me to come speak for the afternoon service, so the service starts at 3:30, and we will look to try to be there today. And those that would like to go, we are taking a church van. So if you'd like to go, you can jump on board. Amen. And thank you, brother. Thank you. So if you'd like to go, just let us know. Right after the service, we'll try to make arrangements for that. Also, Sister Erica, Brother Wesco's dinner, is that still open? Okay, we're not sure. Okay. I wanted to thank you all for your prayers on yesterday. We had a wonderful time. Many of you all prayed for us. We went to church in Port St. Lucie at a men's breakfast, and I was invited to speak, and just everything went very well. And I was very, very grateful for how the people received us and everything, and it was just a really, really good time, amen, just fellowshiping around the word of God. And I pray that let's just continue to pray for, amen, that church there, making a, you know, the theme was, you know, for men to kind of return back to the original place that God had for them. And, you know, when I started out, I'd say, well, if we're going to go back to the original place, then we got to start in the book of Genesis. And when I made that comment, they said, amen. The preacher the night before had said the exact same thing. You got to go back to Genesis. So you get to Genesis, there's a question there. Adam, Adam, where art thou? Now, Eve was the first one to commit this wrong act.
But God did not come down until Adam got involved, right? And when Adam got involved, he did not come down and say, Eve, Eve, where art thou? He said, Adam, Adam, where art thou? Right? And so I say, now, what would be the reason for him to call out Adam like that? I said, because Adam was responsible for what happened in the garden. And I said, if Adam was responsible for what happened in the garden, then we as men are responsible for what happens in our homes. And not only that, we as men are responsible for what happens in the house of the Lord. God holds us accountable. So, you know, I heard one of the brothers, you know, after, you know, the sermon was, and everything went forth, he made a comment. He says, when Jesus had his 12 disciples, he had all men. And I said, well, he said a mouthful right there, you know. And what he was saying is that, you know, it's really not scriptural for women to preach. It's not scriptural, right? I know the church has allowed it, but, amen, it's against God's word, you know, what God said. And it's not a thing where we try to suppress the sisters, amen. That's not it at all. We're trying to hold to the word of God. Amen. With everything we got, we're trying to hold to the word of God because it's just not there. I know we brought in some reasoning. Amen. And, you know, the reason, like, if God can use a donkey, then can he use a sister? We're not saying that, you know. I mean, certainly God can use a sister and with gifts of the Spirit and things of that nature. But when it comes to standing behind the pulpit and preaching the gospel, that's a different story. Amen. That's a totally different story. And all we're trying to do is just do it the way God said do it. So, amen. But they, I think as a church, they have this little thing where they want to see the men come forth a little bit more. They feel like since the men are not stepping forward, that's why the sisters are doing what they're doing. But that still doesn't make it right. Amen. So they're really challenging the men to kind of come forth. And so keep that church in prayer. You know that, you know, I try to help anybody that's trying to stay with the word of God. So keep them in prayer, and maybe the new doors will be open for us to go in again at a later date. We thank God for the opportunity we had on yesterday, and thank you for your prayers. Also, amen, at this time, amen, I would like for every person that has served in the military in our congregation, if you have served or you are serving or whatever, amen, please just take a stand for us at this time. If you have served in the military, anybody in our congregation, please stand if you've served in our military. Amen. Let's make sure we give them all, amen, a round of applause for their service to our country. Amen, Brother Wisdom, Sister Burr, Sister Cobb, Sister Wisdom. God bless you all. Thank you so much for serving, amen, our country. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you get it, I mean, this is a time of year where we honor those that have served. And if you are just, you know, maybe passing by somebody in a military uniform, just tell them thank you sometime. You know, tell them thank you. While you're at home sleeping at night, they're protecting you. You know, so please tell them thank you. And if you get a chance to buy a meal for them, buy a meal for them. Just express, amen, your thanks and appreciation for their service. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have a couple other things here. We have saints that have come to visit with us. It's Vivian, Lizette, and Joel Velez. God bless you all. So good to have you with us. Amen on today. The Lord richly bless you. Amen. They could choose any church to go to, but they chose to come and be with us. So we're grateful, amen, to have you with us today. I have a prayer request here. It says, please pray for Kim, who has a hearing disability and is currently in a nursing rehab center for other medical issues. I pray God will give me the right words to say to her. Amen. That's from Sister Tina. So let's just offer a word of prayer for Kim this morning with this hearing disability. I heard a testimonial last night that there was a young lady that was went to the doctor just one day, woke up, and 80% of her hearing was gone. And when she went to the doctor. The doctor pretty much said, it's not much we can do for you. And she said, well, you know, I kind of know what I need to do. And she went to church and had some saints just begin to pray over her. And they prayed that God would heal her. And she went back to the doctor and said, your healing's been completely restored, you know. And this is really amazing, you know, that it's been completely restored. So, you know, when that occurred, amen, they knew it was a miracle. And if God can do that for them, then God can do this for, amen, Kim as well. So let's take this before the throne, amen, of grace. Let's just pray. Amen. Amen. Father, we come before your presence. And God, we know that you are a God that not only hears, but a God that answers prayer. And Father, we ask that you, Lord, would just, Father, get into this situation with Kim. She can't hear, and I can just imagine myself being in her shoes if I couldn't hear what it would mean to me, Lord. So I pray, Father, that you would just use this for your glory. A testimony was just shared on last night of how you touched someone else. And God, we know that you have no respect of persons, so we ask that you would, Lord, look on Kim's need, even at this moment, that you, God, would just get involved in her situation, get involved in her circumstance. And as Sister Tina would go just to share, give her the right words to share. Lord, may her faith be ignited, be encouraged from the testimonies that are shared with her. May she know, God, that, amen, Lord, that you're more than able to do it. Amen. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord God, may her faith just be increased to believe the word of God. And Father, not accept what, amen, has been pronounced, but to know, Lord, that it's your will for her to be in good health and to prosper, even as her soul prospers. So Lord, we just pray that you just get involved in the situation. And also, God, if there are any other needs here in the congregation today that were not placed on a request, God, you know what's in the heart. And I ask that you meet your people at the point of their need, Father. We're careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, for you alone deserve it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Let's give the Lord the praise for it already being done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, while you're standing, let's just get our Bibles and read the scripture today. Thank you, musicians. Amen for your service today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We'll go to the book of Philippians. Start at verse 13. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians 3, verse 13 says this. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's just bow in just one more word of prayer. God, we are grateful that we are able to read the word, but now may the Holy Spirit come and just help us, Lord, to get out of this thought today, out of this scripture, what you would have us to get, Lord. And we just pray that you just bless, amen, every ear that is here, hearing the word of God, and those that may still be on the way, bless them as well, Father, is our prayer. And just pray that you just take complete control over this portion of the service in Jesus' name. Every spirit that is against your spirit, we take underneath the control over the Holy Spirit even right now, that you, God, may have the preeminence in everything that is done in this place today. We honor you. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. just use for a title, amen, today, I Press. Amen, I Press. Praise the Lord. Amen. As I was just kind of going through this a little bit, looking at some various quotes here that I wrote down, and there are some things that it looked like oftentimes when God's prophet would refer to this particular scripture out of Philippians, amen, it was always kind of either at the end of the year, the closing out of a year, amen, and maybe the opening of a new year. And I think it's a good time, especially as we come to a close for the end of this year, it's a good time for us to reflect on, you know, just what the past year might have brought. Amen. Maybe look at some, and I think I prefer to rather look at the victories that have been won. Amen. I don't want to look at the areas where I've been defeated, right? I want to look at the victories that have been won. And then on top of that, the things that I might have got defeated in, then I want to renew my strategy. Amen. As I approach the new year, I want to have a new strategy as to how I'm going to defeat the devil. Amen. And everybody in here got, amen, some devils that they're fighting. Right. Everybody can look back over the past years and, man, there's some things that I wish would have never happened, you know, in my life. Come on now, somebody. Talk to me. Amen. Some things that I wish I probably would not have said. Amen. Some things that I wish that I had not done, you know. But the thing about this is that as you reflect, amen, let it be a passing thought. Amen. Don't when it comes to the failures, don't deal with that for too long. Amen. Because as you look at those things for a little bit too long, it kind of paralyzes you. Amen, and causes you to kind of not go forward in God. Amen. Everybody gonna make mistakes, right? Amen. We're not here to dwell on our mistakes, but we're here to dwell on the God that's able to help us to overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. The story went that, you know, Babe Ruth, when he went up to the plate, amen, Babe Ruth actually struck out more times than he actually hit home runs. Amen. And you know, the man got up to the plate, and many times he'd go up there, strike three, you're out, you know. And it happened so often to him. But Babe Ruth, amen, got to a place in his life where he never focused on how many times he struck out. Right? Amen. It didn't matter. First inning, you might have struck Babe Ruth out. The fifth inning, you might have struck Babe Ruth out. But when it got to the ninth inning, And I don't care how cocky that pitcher might have got. Man, I got him the first time, I got him the second time, but this the ninth inning. Amen, and all the bases are loaded. And I don't care, I mean, and see, and you can imagine in Babe Ruth's mind, he's thinking, man, when he hears strike one, oh my, here we go again. You know, you can't think that way. Amen, you can't have them kind of thoughts if you want to hit home runs. Huh? You can't sit there at the plate and say, oh, here we go again. It done happen again. Amen. You got to have a determination in your in your heart on the inside. And it's got to be your own personal determination. It can't be anybody else's. It's got to be yours. You got to say, I'm going to press through my strikeout in the first inning. I'm going to press through my strikeout in the fifth inning. Amen. This the ninth inning now. This is a new inning. What happened in the first inning, I cannot control. Amen. What happened in the fifth inning, I cannot change. But brother, I can't change my past, but I can so change my destiny. Hallelujah. And Babe Ruth will hear strike one. Oh, here we go again. Strike two. Here we go again. But Babe Ruth didn't have them kind of thoughts. He said, the next pitch that he throw, I'm going to knock it right out of the park. And as he stood there, time and time again, that pitcher would throw, and Babe Ruth would knock it right out of the park. And let me tell you, at the end of the game, nobody remembered the strikeouts. Huh? And at the end of life, nobody gonna remember your failures. So you stop remembering your failures. You stop focusing on your failures. And get a determination in your heart, I press. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't say that for everybody, but that's my testimony today. I press. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. I think it's very important for us. And like I say, the prophet would always kind of take this, and as he's going, as we're focusing, amen, on the end of a year, amen, he would kind of quote this scripture. And as he come into the beginning of a year, he would quote this scripture here out of Philippians. Amen. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things. Now, that's important, to forget those things, right? Because I looked that word up. It says to omit, right? It's almost like erase it. Act like it never happened. Huh? Amen. This is the way you got, if you're going to be successful in God, you're going to have to omit some things from your memory. Huh? Some people have selective memory, right? They only want to remember certain things in their life. And things that maybe the devil got you trapped in something, omit those things. Huh? Forget that they ever happened. Forgetting those things. Oh, glory to God. See, if you get focused on the past, amen, you'll never be able to go forward. Huh? So you got to forget those things which are behind. Glory. And reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Now let me just kind of throw something in here. This message, the contest. Just kind of bring this quote in. Glory to God. It says, now I think it's 1 minute until 12 o'clock. This is the prophet. Now this is a New Year's Eve sermon that he's preaching. Amen. In 1962. It says, now I think it's 1 minute until 12 o'clock. And the 62, with all of its past, let's let it be past. Huh? The 62, with all of its past, let's let it be past. Amen. Now, he's talking about 62, but, amen, I can say 2013. Amen. We're about to cross over into 2014. Let's let the things that happened in 2013, let it be past. Now, let me just say something here. Some of us still stuck in 2012. Things that happened in 2012, we still dwelling with those things way back there. Let's let those things be past. Huh? 2010, let's let those things be past. 2011, let's let those things be past. Listen, it says, let us stand to our feet now, each and every one of us. The contest is on. Each one of you, Paul said, forgetting those things that are in the past, all our mistakes of last year, I press towards the mark of the high calling, all my mistakes that I've made in all these years, forgive me for them. God, forgive me. Church, forgive me. And the ministry I fail with, I feel God forgive me for. Church, forgive me of my mistake. And I'll press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Whatever tomorrow holds, I don't know. But I know who holds 1963. See, I mean, I can't tell you, amen, what tomorrow's going to hold for me. But I know who holds my future. Amen. I know who holds my future. And because he lives, my life is worth living. The devil done told you your life is not worth living because you done made too many mistakes. No, because Jesus lives, my life is worth living. And one songwriter said, as long as Jesus is alive, there is hope. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. So church, we want to encourage the church. Let's press beyond whatever it is that we're going through. Let's press beyond, amen, mistakes of the past. Let's press beyond, amen, some of the things that we're dealing with right now. We got to press beyond that. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's the devil's job to remind you of your mistakes. It's the devil's job to remind you of your past. But you got to be able to tell that devil, Satan, you better stop swimming. Amen, you better stop swimming in God's sea of forgetfulness. Huh? Because when God cast it, in his back, it was cast into a sea of forgetfulness. And Satan, you keep swimming in that sea, you're going to drown.
Huh? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You're going to drown looking for the things that I did. Because by revelation, I know I never did it in the first place. That was not me that did that. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. I don't even desire to do those things. Hallelujah. I desire to please God. I desire to serve God. So I'm not going to let my past keep me in bondage. It's time for me to go free. And today I make a declaration. I press. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. What are you pressing against? What is it that you're pressing against? God bless you. Give me seated. You're pressing against your own memories. Oh, my God. You're pressing against all the things that the devil can remind you of that you did. All the things the devil can remind you of that you said, you are pressing against that. Help me, Jesus. Help me today. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. And church, to press, you got to be determined to do it. Just let me try to work into here a little bit today. But you got to be determined to press. Man, this is a matter of life or death. If you don't press, you'll be defeated. But if you do press, you'll get the victory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Press through that domestic issue. Press through that sickness. Press through those letdowns. Press through those mistakes. Press through your past. Come on, somebody, press. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Let me just read a little bit. Amen. We're pressing today, church. All right, listen. Here's the prophet said this in the greatest battle ever fought. Amen. It says he stands there, commands his army like a great captain, like Moses on the mountain with his hands up. Israel was fighting, cutting their way through, and he stood with his hands up. He stood with his hands up until the sun went down. Now, if you all know the story, when Moses was standing with his hands up, sometime Moses got a little tired. Huh? And if he had his hands up, man, they were winning the victory. But if he started to let them hands down just a little bit, the enemy would begin to win the victory. And that's the way some of us, we had our hands up at one time, right? And we were winning everything that we were facing. But we done let our hands down just a little bit. But God come this morning to strengthen your hands. Hallelujah. He wants to strengthen your hands. Get them back up in the air. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you can't hold them up yourself, God will send somebody to help you hold your hands up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Listen to this. It says he stood with his hands up until the sun went down. They had to hold his hands up. That was Moses. He was a type of Christ. To be sure that his hands stay up, his hands was nailed up on the cross. See, Jesus' hands had to be up. They nailed his hands up on the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. And he climbed the ramparts of glory today with his bloody garments before God. At the right hand of his majesty there. And the battle to every soldier will cut his way through. I don't care what takes place. With the word of God, he will cut himself to freedom. Amen. And I like that because the only thing you're going to be able to fight with is the word of God. Amen. You got nothing else. Oh, God, help us here today. Help us here today. Let me keep going in this particular quote. Now, you are... here, when we're talking about pressing, there are various things, amen, that we can use as an example of pressing, amen. And one of them, amen, is the lily.
And, you know, the scripture talks about how the lily toils. Amen. Oh, my. See, we are, amen, our lives type that lily. Amen. Come on now, somebody. Everybody in here knows that life has not been easy. Amen. And let me, I just want to let you know this. It's not going to get easier. Huh? It's not going to get easier. We're going to have things that we have to press through. And the scripture talks about how the lily toils there. And if you ever notice a lily, amen, you probably only see what happens on the outside, what happens above the water. But there's a lot of things that happen underneath the water. Come on, somebody. Amen. You might see me come here and lift my hands and be praising God, but you don't know what I'm going through the week. Huh? You have no idea what I'm facing through the week. Amen. You don't know, amen, how the devil comes against me through the week. Amen. But I'm determined no matter what the devil sends my way. Come on, somebody. No matter what the devil sends my way, I got two words to say to the devil today. I press. Hallelujah. You got to speak that back to the devil. I'm talking about myself. I don't know about my neighbor, but I press. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. But that lily, as it's going through the toils of, amen, of life, just trying to come up. You can be seated, amen. But that lily is down there underneath the muck and underneath the mire, underneath the, I mean, it's just some really terrible conditions that lily has to try to come up in. Hallelujah. There's some things in your life, some terrible things, amen, but yet you got to sprout in the midst of all that terrible stuff. Huh? In the midst of all that, you still got to find a way to come out. Some, you got to find a way to get through it somehow. Hallelujah. But that lily is down there inside the muck. That lily is down there in the mire. You don't even want to touch some of the stuff that the lily has to live in. Come on, somebody. You don't even want to get down into that type of stuff. Huh? You don't want to hear that kind of stuff. You don't want to see that kind of stuff. But yet the lily has to find a way to get out. And day after day, the sun began to beat in that little area. And while the muck and the mire has it all covered up, all the trash got it all covered up, the sun keeps penetrating. Come on, somebody. The sun, the word of God, keeps penetrating. I feel like the word of God is penetrating my condition. I feel like the word of God is penetrating my situation. I feel like the word of God is penetrating my circumstance. And if the word of God keeps penetrating, something's going to change in this situation. Day after day, the sun is beating. Amen. Pressing against all the trash and all the muck and all the mire. And that little seed is down there underneath the muck and the mire. And before you know it, a little sprout comes up through the muck and the mire. Hallelujah. A little sprout just begins to come up through the muck and the mire. But that's not enough. That sprout has to keep growing. And before you know it, from the muck and the mire, now it's suppressed by the water. Come on, somebody. Huh? And you know the water represents people. You can be suppressed by what people have said. You can be suppressed by what people have done. But you have to determine within yourself, I'm going to press through what everybody said about me. I'm going to press through what they did to me. I must press. Presses its way through the muck, the mire, the water. And before you know it, that little lily's on the top of the water. And it's still not done yet. Once it gets to the top of the water, now it has to open itself up. And all of its glory and everything else is revealed at that time. Hallelujah. After we see you press through whatever it is you're going through, open yourself up. Let your gifts be made known unto God all over again.
so people can see the glory that God wants to reveal through you. And you know what else happens? You can be seated. After that lily gets to that spot, it done opened itself up. Amen. Now all the little animals want to come and suck from the lily. But it's okay. If the lily had strength to get through the muck, if the lily had strength to get through the mire, if the lily has strength to get through the water, then the lily has strength to give off its opium to anybody that needs it. Do you understand that God wants to use your tests? God wants to use your trials to help strengthen somebody else. Woo, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Some young man gonna be strengthened by another young man's testimony. Some young woman gonna be strengthened by another young woman's testimony. Huh? Amen. No matter what it is, somebody's marriage is gonna be strengthened by the problems that are happening in your marriage. Oh, y'all didn't hear that. Huh? You don't want to go through it, but God wanna use your marriage to strengthen somebody else's marriage. God wanna use your trial to strengthen somebody else. Oh, hallelujah. Huh? Think about everything you went through this year. Everything you went through last year, God wants to use that to strengthen somebody else. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. You can't be afraid to press. You can't be afraid to press. Listen, let me just kind of read this. This is out of Greatest Battle Ever Fought. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You can't be afraid to press. You got to have a determination on the inside. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Look at this. The prophet says, like a chicken and an egg. Amen. I love this. What if he's afraid to peep? What if he's afraid to pip the egg? He says, what if the little chicken inside the egg, a little bird was afraid to hit the eggshell? Gotta imagine yourself now, you know, being this little chicken. This is a part of the process. And God designed that little chicken with a little something. It might have a lot of fur, right? But it got a little part of his body, that little beak. And it's not that big at that time that he's born, but he has a something that he's been designed with that even though he's got this tough outer shell. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It's something that could actually hinder his life from going forth. He has this tough outer shell, but that chicken has to have something on the inside. Come on. It has to have instinct to know that, hey, this is the time that I got to start pipping. Oh, glory. And church, today, I'm declaring it by faith. This is the time where you have to start pipping. I say forget those things that are behind, but now it's time to start pipping. And what we mean by pipping, that means that little chicken just pecking at the tip of the eggshell. And maybe if I can just use my fingers as a little beak, he just. Huh? And let me tell you something. He can't expect nobody to do it from the outside. He has to do it from the inside. Because if they crack it open from the outside, they will kill the chicken. But if he can get something on the inside and peck through himself, he will live forever. And this is the way it is with you. You just like that chicken. You got to start pecking from the inside. Come on now. I will not be defeated. I will not be defeated. I cannot be defeated. I know the devil done tripped me up, but I'm picking myself back up. I'm going back into the house of God. I'm going to lift my hands again.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, I'm going to sing again. I'm going to play again. I'm going to shout again. I'm going to worship again. Because I was created to worship. Hey, brother, get your song ready. Sister, get your song ready.
Oh, Jesus.
You have to be determined to pit that egg. That chicken works from the inside, just keeps pecking.
Man, you can be seated just for a moment. Amen. And maybe everybody else is kind of trying to, what in the world is that noise? Man, that's just an old terrible noise. And it just drives me crazy. Because it just keep kind of hitting in the same spot. Now, I was reading a little thing on the internet, and this person said, now, look, we've been watching and waiting for this chicken to kind of come out. When does it come out? And he says, you know, I just feel like kind of helping out, say, because I see the chicken has hit the egg. And there's a big crack right down the center of the egg. Say, but the chicken is still in there, so should we help it out? Say, no. I advise you one thing. You better not try to help that chicken out. Even at this most delicate stage, he done got most of it open. Right? Most of it is open, but you can't help it out right now. Right? You got to let nature take care of itself. Allow nature to take care of itself, because if you don't, you're going to kill that chicken at this critical stage of its life. So just be patient for the process. And church, I feel we have been patient. Huh? But maybe the right word will be spoken. Maybe the right thing will be done. And that little crack that we see in there, not time for that chicken to come forth. So just leave it there now. Don't mess with that chicken. Let him come out on his own. And say, man, I don't hear it hitting this spot no more. Don't worry. God is still working something. And they let the chicken stay there and say, now, you know, the reason I'm asking this is because I seen the mother hen. She had another little chicken. And I saw that chicken was kind of coming out, but the mother hen sat on the chicken and killed the chicken. See? Maybe the mother hen didn't realize what had happened, but he said, you know, some of them, it happens, it's nature. Some of them don't make it all the way. Amen. But that's not the testimony for sons and daughters of God. Amen. Huh? That's not the testimony for sons and daughters of God. The testimony for the sons and daughters of God, that all that the Father hath given me will come. And he won't lose one. My God, I want to call you a chicken. He won't lose one eagle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he says, now let that chicken just work its way out. I say, okay, I'll just leave it alone. And about a day went by, and that crack become a little wider. And here come that little baby chicken out of there, chirping, amen for mama. It pipped its way out of the egg. Huh? And that's the way you're going to have to be. You're going to have to pip your way out of this shell that the devil done put you in. Some of us don't realize it's the devil that put us in a shell. And now you got to fight to get your way out of that shell. Oh, my. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just love this. Let's finish reading this. What if the little chicken inside the egg, a little bird, was afraid to hit the eggshell? What if he heard a sound on the outside said, don't hit that shell, might hurt yourself, but nature itself, and the bird tells him, peck it. I don't care what you say. I mean, something on the outside saying, don't you hit that. You're going to hurt yourself. There's something on the inside say, peck it anyway. Just. And I'm, now, you know, I put that break in there
you hear the break? That's when I get tired. But I get some more strength, and I keep pecking. Because my daddy told me a long time ago, son, you keep hitting that rock, one day the rock gonna break. Oh, Jesus. Peck it. Knock a hole in it. Let all the old organizations say days of miracles is past. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going into fanaticism. Peck right against the shell. Just as hard as you can. Hallelujah. Satan, get away. I'm coming out of here. That's the way you got to talk to the devil. Amen. I am not staying in the same place I was. Come on. 2013, I might have stood there. 2012, I might have stood there. But I'm looking 2014 right in the eye. And I am not staying in the same place I was. I am coming out. How do you know you're coming out? Because I press. Woo, hallelujah. How you know your situation gonna change? Because I press. Brother, my testimony is not I quit, I press. Not I gave up, I press. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, listen, it says this. It says, peck right against the shell just as hard as you can. Hallelujah, Satan, get away. I'm coming out of here. I'm not, what do you say, laying here anymore. That's got to be your testimony. I'm not sitting here anymore. I'm not laying here anymore. It's time for me to come out of this thing. I'm not sitting here anymore. I'm not on this old devil's ground no more. Huh? I'm pipping my way out this morning. Huh? No? Now maybe I should read that again. I'm pipping my way out next week. I'm pipping my way out next year. No, I'm pipping my way out this morning. While the pastor's preaching, I'm pipping. While the word is going forth, I'm pecking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe when you came in, you were so defeated you couldn't lift but a finger. Amen. And maybe as the service went on, you got two fingers. You got three fingers. God will strengthen you till you can lift a whole hand. It's time to pip out. It's time to peck out. It's time to get out. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Peck right against the shell just as hard as you can. Right? It says, Satan, hallelujah, Satan, get away. I'm coming out of here. I'm not laying here anymore. I'm not sitting here anymore. I'm not on this old devil's ground no more. I'm pipping my way out this morning. Amen. I'm an eagle. You got to know who you are. I'm an eagle. Amen. Hallelujah. And with that little old eagle, that trip hammer neck, back there pecking against that shell, no matter how hard the shell was, it pecked right on through it. First thing you know, he could flop his wings a little. He was all right. Peck your way out. That's right. How do you do? Blasting it with, thus saith the Lord. You got to blast your way out of your sickness. Amen. Amen. By his stripes, I'm healed. Huh? That's the way you peck. When you're sick, by his stripes, I'm healed. You might feel really bad. By his stripes, I am healed. See, when that eagle or that chicken is pecking, it's pecking in the same spot. You got to use the same scripture over and over and over again. That's no different than what the doctor tells you to do. He gives you the same pill to take every day. Until you begin to feel better, take the same pill every day. And if the doctor can give me the same pill, then I can take the same scripture. I'm breaking through this sickness. I'm coming out of this thing somehow. By his stripes, I'm healed.
Oh, glory. This song hit my spirit this week. The word prevail. The word prevails. Amen. I know the word prevails. It says back in the Bible days, no matter what the people say, the word prevails. The word prevails. I know the word prevails. If you're looking for anything to turn your situation around, the only thing that can turn it around is the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. That's the only thing that's going to get you out of what you're in, the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, you know, if you go to the doctor and he gives you the medicine and you refuse to take the medicine, right, and you know that that could actually help you, but you refuse to take it, if you get worse, it's nobody's fault but yours. Right? It's nobody's fault but yours. Right? Because you refuse to take what was given to you. You come to church, the pastor give you the scripture. Amen. You refuse to quote that scripture. It's nobody. If you get worse, it's nobody's fault but yours because you refuse to do it. And whatever situation you're facing, if you do not apply the word of God to that situation and it get worse, it's nobody's fault but yours because you refuse to apply what would work. The only thing on work is the word of God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blasting it with thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Finally, he begins to smell some fresh air. Thus saith the Lord. Got your head on the outside. Thus saith the Lord. Push hard now. You're coming out. Can you smell the fresh air? Amen. Push hard now because you're coming out. And look at this. Look at this. He never goes back to the shell again. I like that. Once you come out, you'll never go back in again. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He is free. Oh, my, that word once gets set down through all those senses and conscience and things till it gets settled down here and that mind opens up and lets it. Oh, God, have mercy. There's never nothing to bondage it again. You're free. He who the Son has made free is out of the shell. I love that. I love that. And what the prophet was saying there is that, you know, oftentimes we got to work through what happened in our memory. We got to work through, amen, you know, even the five senses, what we hear, what we see, amen, what we taste, what we smell, what we feel. We got to work through all of those things. Amen. Imagination and memory and affection and amen and reasoning. You know, all these things. You got to work through all of that. And on that spirit realm, you're working through all those things. And that's what we're fighting against right now. We're fighting against the mistakes that we made. Man, I made this mistake. Man, God can't do nothing for me. And you know what? Stop with all that. You know, like a brother may make a mistake in his life and it might cause him where he'll never be able to approach the pulpit. But you know what? Approaching the pulpit is not the same thing as going to heaven. There are people in the pulpit that's going to go to hell. You understand? Huh? But it does not stop you from going to heaven. And what the devil's job is to try to block you from going to heaven. So he'll hold every mistake over your head to try to block you from heaven. Eternal life is the goal. The pulpit is not the goal. Huh? Sister, make a mistake or you'll never marry a minister. Well, there's many sisters that are married to ministers and they are miserable. So marrying a minister is not the objective. Going to heaven is the objective. So the devil used those little things to try to block you. But you got to say, no, Satan, I am not falling to that. The ultimate goal is for me to make it to heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Church, I press this morning. Amen. I'm determined to press. No matter what I'm going through, I am pressing. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, let me just kind of drop something in here because there's I was just listening to a message here. Oh, my. And Perseverant earlier this week. And, you know, the prophet was talking about, amen. He's talking about God's word being sharper than a two-edged sword. Now, I have a, you know, I practiced before I came out here. But I got a sword that was purchased for me in my office there. And, you know, and I picked it up and I just, you know, because what Brother Branham says that we're in a duel, right? We're dueling. Now, this, the word of God is what you're using. Amen. This is the sword that you're using. Amen. And as you take the sword, amen, back in those days when you would duel, it was a matter of life or death. You don't pull the sword just to show how pretty it is. Right? That wasn't the purpose. You had that sword on your side because somebody was coming to take your life. They didn't have guns and they weren't working with that. You had to be ready at all times. People would sleep with them swords. Right? I mean, it was very close by. I mean, you didn't let it get too far away. I mean, you kept that sword really, you kept it near. And I mean, you all remember in the scripture with David, when he went to the cave. There Saul was inside the cave, and God put a deep sleep on Saul. And Saul was there, had a sword, and David walked into the cave, took the sword, cut a piece of Saul's garment, walked out of the cave, and everybody in there sleep. Right, somebody should have been on watch to make sure that that didn't happen. David walked out of the cave and got to the other side and yelled out, "Saul!" They go, "What's going on?" Says, "Is this a piece of your garment?" Saul looked, say, "Oh my goodness, that man could have took my life." And I'm gonna tell you, you got a sharp sword. It don't. Oh, come on now, it don't take much to take a person out. Hallelujah. I'm gonna get to this in a little bit, but if you're fighting, amen, with a sword, one of the strategies that they tell you to use is measure twice, cut once, huh? Measure twice, cut once, because say if you go and you try to take that guy out and you miss, he gonna make sure you know that you missed, huh? Because when he hits you, he ain't gonna miss. They say when these guys would fight with swords, the average fight lasted 30 seconds. So if you didn't want to go down, you had to be ready to fight. Right? Oh, my God. So the prophet said, you know, and let me just kind of just work this. When Brother Branham was, you know, right before he preached the seals, the Lord had was dealing with him about these seven angels that had come from eternity. And there he was trying to figure out, Lord, what is this all about? You know, what's going on? And he went up into the mountain and began to pray. And while he was standing in the mountain with his hands lifted up, amen, he was standing and said, Lord, what does all this mean? He said, all of a sudden, a sword appeared in his hand. And it fit his grip just right. And there he was praying, and God dropped the sword, amen, out of nowhere and put it in the prophet's hand. Now, you might say, what? That don't sound right. Well, you tell me, where did the ram come from that Abraham saw? Huh? Where did that ram come from? Huh? God can bring something from out of eternity if he wants to. He is God. The same God that brought that ram to Abraham put a sword in the prophet's hand. Now, when he got the sword, he said, man, that sword just fit my hand so perfect. He said, I'm a little afraid of those things. You see, I'm glad that I didn't live during the time where he had to fight with those things because I'm afraid of them. He says, but, you know, a voice spoke to him and says, not just a sword. But he said, but that is the king's sword. He says, the king's sword. He said, now, I might have this wrong, but I only know one the king. There's many a kings, but there's only one the king. His name is Jesus Christ. And he's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He says, if that's the king's sword, then what he's telling me is that this is the king's sword. And I have a job to do to go out and battle the enemy with the sword of the word of God. Hallelujah. So he stood out there against popular opinion and preached those seals. And he was battling the enemy scripture for scripture. you know, trying to bring the truth back to the church. And we thank God for that. But he started talking about principles of dueling. He says, now, what happens, and this is the part I practiced, I went and picked up my sword, and I just, you know, I got ready. And I started dueling, say, oh. In about 20 seconds, I was so tired. Right? In about 20 seconds, I was so tired, I'm like, man, I got to put this thing down. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you beat in the air, you can do that. And you can put it down. But when you're fighting an enemy, you better not put that sword down. You better find strength from somewhere to keep fighting. And when they're dueling, you see them, they start dueling. And now, they're not just doing like this. A lot of that is a defensive move. Because you're trying to block that other sword from hitting your heart. Right? That's, you got to find a way to defend yourself. And the only way you're going to defend yourself is with the word of God. The devil is trying to take you out. Oh, you didn't catch it. Through sickness, the devil is trying to take you out. Amen. Through heartaches and pains, the devil is trying to take you out. Through domestic issues, the devil is trying to take you out. But you got to find a way to defend yourself. Standing there with that sword, that man take a strike at you, and you just kind of hit, and you block him. And sometimes you trying to get him, he's trying to get you, because this don't last about 30 seconds. But you got to be determined. I'm going to get him before he get me. I'm going to live another day. I don't know about you, but I'm going to live another day. Right? And he's standing there, and he's fighting, he's blocking, he's fighting, and he's blocking. And, you know, then it comes to a spot where those two swords lock. And that's where some of y'all at today. You locked in a real deep battle. You don't know how to get out of this thing. You don't know what to do to get out of this thing. But when the swords lock, they said the way, amen, at that point in time, it's going to depend on the man with the strongest man, because he's going to be able to either push the other man off, amen, or he'll be able to direct his sword right to that man's heart when they lock. See, so, and Brother Branham says the arm of strong faith. When you lock with the enemy, it's going to take the arm of strong faith. That's why you got to keep blasting it. Thus saith the Lord. Huh? This is life or death. I don't want his sword getting to me, so thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, I shall be healed. Huh? You got to block that. Oh, my God. Now, I'm going to give you a secret that the prophet said. Now, we fighting the Satan, and he got this sword. We got a sword. Our sword is the word of God. He said, but Satan actually only has a stick. Now, if you saw a guy coming to you with a stick and you had a sword, do you think you'd be afraid of him? Well, why are you running from the devil? All he got is a stick. And for him to do any damage, he's going to have to get real close. But if I can keep him off with my sword, keep him off with the word of God, then I'm going to defeat this devil. Let's just read a little bit of that. Oh, my God. Perseverant is where I want to go. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Listen to this. He says, now his word is a sword. The Bible said in Hebrews 4:12 said, the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It discerns the thoughts that's in the heart. That's what the word does. Now, the only thing that can handle this sword is a hand. And the only thing can handle God's word is faith. If the word is a sword, then faith holds it, grips it. And when people are dueling, like if the two men meet with these knives, they're dueling. That's you and the devil trying to get you to doubt. Now, your sword that you've got may be ever so good. It's a million times better than his. I'm going to tell you, he's not even a sword. It's a stick. But yours is a sword. But if the hand that holds that sword, see, that's the problem. If the hand that holds that sword is weak, the stick can overcome it.
But no matter how little his hand is, if it holds the word of God with faith, there's nothing going to do it. It can put anything down. You see, he is holding in his right hand and you in your right hand. And when your sword's locked, when you lock with the devil, is it so or not so? Now, he is pressing to you, say it's wrong. It's wrong. You mustn't believe it. But if you believe it, see, these swords come right straight down to the handles. Now, if I can push his back with my handle, the blade like that where I am at, I'm directed right straight to his heart because I'm on the right side at his left. And then when I am pressing with faith with the sword, Satan, Jesus commissioned me to do this. And we lock and raise up with the hand of faith and say, an angel of God met me yonder and said it so. The first thing you know, throws the sword right straight in and he's conquered. I come to challenge you, and thus saith the Lord, that's the believer when he has faith to handle the word. If you're just a denominational weakling, you better keep away from it. You'll go around, talk about it, and say it can't happen because you don't know nothing about it. But that man who has handled it and seen it conquer that enemy, he knows what it'll do. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Keep on going. This poor little woman, she had never seen him, but she had heard of him. She had many hindrances, but her faith didn't have any hindrances. Faith don't have any hindrance at all. You might have a lot of hindrances. You might have the doctor's word, the scientific man who has examined you. It might be that that man told you you're going to die. That's all he knows. He has told you all he studied. His scientific word shows that you must die. Your whole system is made in that kind of way that death has struck it, and there's nothing can keep it from going on. You're going. Now, that's as much as he knows. No science has no medicine for it. But you have found something. You pick up the sword. See? Now, of course, you got a hindrance. You got something that's going to duel against you, that devil, that disease, that affliction. But when you strike the tip of the sword with the devil yonder and say, it's thus saith the Lord, he revealed it to me, and I am healed. Oh, my, your faith don't have any hindrances. And many of us are locked in this morning. But you got to take the strong arm of faith and push that devil back. What are you doing when you push him back? You're pressing. Amen. That's where your faith is. I press. Satan, I'm going to push you back. I'm coming out of whatever I'm in. I press beyond this thing. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the ability to be able to press. Amen. Thank God for the ability to be able to press. It's going to be important, church, as we go forward. 2014 is just about here. And it's so hard to even believe that 2013 is almost out the door. We're about 1.5 months away from entering into a new year. But as a church, as the people of God, amen, we got to get beyond where we were in 2013. And I can say this, some of us got to get beyond where we were in 2012 because we're still stuck back there. But it's time to go forward in God. Amen. I press over sickness. I press over my mistakes. I press over my trials. I press, no matter what it is, I press. I press over my domestic issue. I press, right? I'm pressing beyond that. I refuse to allow the devil to use anything to get me down. Huh? Hallelujah, church. It's got to be your own testimony. Can you just look at somebody and say, I press? Come on, tell somebody, I press. I press. That's my testimony. Amen. That's my confession. I press. Not I quit. Not I gave up. Not I turned around. Not I threw in the towel. But no, I press. Ooh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just give you a couple things here. If you want to win a sword fight. First thing, they had a list of things here, and I won't read them all. But it said the first thing you need to do, make sure you draw your sword before you get engaged in the fight. That'd be a good idea, right? It'd be good to have your sword drawn before you just run out there to the fight. Amen. I mean, many of us, we already had entered to the fight, right? No word, nowhere involved. No word, nowhere involved in the fight. Make sure you draw. Make sure you already kind of set up on the word of God before you get into the fight.
You ain't quoted one scripture yet. Oh, my God. Make sure you draw your sword before you engage. All right? Another one that they said, when you're in a battle with a sword fight, the first thing you got to do is relax. Why? I mean, because if you get too tense and too wound up, you're liable to make a mistake. And one mistake could cost you your life. So you kind of have to relax. I like this. Another thing they say is, amen, assess the situation. Amen. I like that. You caught it, Sister Cobb. Look around. Now, what are you looking at? When you're looking around, you're looking to see what can this person use against you. Oh, my. And what might you might be able to use for yourself. Now, you know, say one of the things that you can use is the sun. You have to watch if your eyes are in the sun or not. Because if your eyes are in the sun, that person can use the sunlight against you. You can't even see their sword coming. So you got to assess the situation and then try to maneuver so you can get them on the defensive side. Now the sun is blocking their eyes. Assess the situation. Another one says, balance. Keep your body balanced so you can strike or parry, amen, without being hit. Now, they say one of the best defense mechanisms when you're sword fighting, come on now, I'm going to just tell you, I'm just give you a little advice here. One of the best mechanisms you have, say, now, it's not about the ground where you're standing on. That ain't got nothing. That ground you're standing on, amen, is not worth dying for. No, I'm not moving my position. I don't care what they say. I don't care. I'm going to stay right here. This is the way it is. That's what I said, and that's the way it's going to go. I'm standing. That ground you're standing on is not worth dying for. So one of the greatest things you can do is have the ability to sidestep. And when you're sidestepping, you're changing positions. Some of us need to change position, then we'll see God do some things.
Oh, my God, my God, my God.
Change positions. Change the way that you're approaching that. You might see God do something. But don't stand there acting like, well, I'm not moving. The sun might get in your eyes if you stand like that. Be quick to move.
They said, engage with care. That means don't charge in here recklessly. If anybody ever been in a fight, you know, let the other man just kind of wear his stuff out. Charging in here recklessly. I'm going to actually use your strength against you. You come running at me, I'm going to just sidestep, push you right on down, then I got you. Right? Amen. Maybe trip you up a little bit. But don't come in here recklessly. Know what you're doing. Know what you're fighting. Know how to counteract your enemy. Engage with care. Have a strong defense. The other thing they said, try to go in with multiple weapons. The reason being, because you might get that sword knocked out of your hand. But you got to have something. You got to have something that you can reach down to. Now, if you get to a point, Lord, I just can't even think of a scripture. I just don't know what to say. I'm man, this devil got me. I don't know what to say. That's a good time to have a song. If you ain't got a scripture, get yourself a song. Because as you start singing the word of God, then the scriptures start coming back to you. And I might as well say this. If you're going to have a song, that means you got to listen to the right music to get a song. You can't defeat the devil with rap. You can't do it. Amen. You can't. I mean, you're going to need a nice hymn if you're going to defeat the devil. Amen. Rap music caused some people. I mean, I heard G. Craig Lewis, he was talking about how guys listen to this rap music before they go kill people. They have to get into the spirit of killing. So they listen to some of the lyrics, right? They listen to some of the lyrics, amen, and the music, and that drives that spirit into them, and that they ready to shoot. But it's because of the lyrics that's in the song that they do that. Now, I just stepped into something and don't know what I stepped in. But praise God anyway. But see, the thing of it is you got to watch that. That's why, amen, you can't listen to that kind of music.
Right? What you need now is a good old good hymn that you can listen to. At the cross where I first saw the light. Huh? When the devil start telling you, well, you did this and you did that. No, at the cross where I first saw the light. Tell the devil, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight, and now I'm not sad. I'm not defeated, but I am happy all the day.
Oh, Jesus. Have a strong defense. Have a second weapon. And when you have a second weapon, now let me tell you, they were saying that if you got two swords, you can't go out there and battle with both swords. You can't do that. You can only have one. Went out there, both sides loaded up. One of them gonna weigh you down. You can't move. Huh? Oh, help me here, right here. Help me here. Because some of us try to fight that way. But we're so powerful. So powerful with our revelation, but we're not fighting. The devil's still whipping us with all that power we got. Huh? Am I telling the truth? All that revelation we got, the devil's still whipping us. Because you got two big swords on. Lighten up one of them. Just use this one and then get yourself a nice song. Amen. And then you'll be ready to fight the devil. Oh, my. Keep your weapon ready. Like I told you, when Saul went to sleep, they had them swords next to him now. They was ready. And the enemy come, they're going to be ready to fight. And as soon as I open up my eye, wham, grabbing. That's the way you got to be when you wake up in the morning. Huh? I mean, the devil come, because you know the devil come while you sleeping. Oh, y'all don't believe that. Your dreams ain't all from God. The devil will fight you in your dreams. In your subconscious, the devil will fight you. Huh? And that's why you got to have the word. Let me go right to the word of God. Read the word. Get something that will help correct that situation. Some of us, the devil fight with nightmares. Now, I'm going to give you some advice. If you having those things at night, put the prophet's tape on. Yeah. Let the word of God just go forth in your house. And now the devil said, now, see, you don't want to do that. You're being disrespectful. You know, you want to listen to the prophet, not just put the prophet tape on. No. That devil trying to defeat you. Put the prophet's tape on. Let me tell you something. Even while you're sleeping, the word is getting into your subconscious. Before you know it, you wake up quoting the word. Where did I get that from? Where did I hear that at? It was on the tape that you had playing at night. Oh, my God. That's how you keep your weapons ready. Oh, God. You watching these horror movies. And you're trying to figure out, why can't nobody go to sleep in this house? Why is this happening? It's because of the horror movies. You actually release those spirits into your home. Huh? Amen. It's the truth anyhow. Your kids go to acting up right before you go to bed. They just go to acting up, screaming. You don't know why they're screaming. Watch what movie you just played in your house. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the truth anyhow. So, I mean, the devil could come through music. The devil will come through movies. The devil will come through anything that he can get through. Huh? So when we talk about forgetting those things, you got to watch it. Some of our memories are from things that we saw in movies. Huh? That's where our memories come from. Oh, man, boy, that scene is just replaying in your mind, just replaying. You better watch that. That devil's a liar. But you're going to have to kind of keep your weapon ready. And the way you can do that is by keeping the word of God going all the time. Amen. Church, it's not hard. Amen. It's just a determination that I'm going to press. I know I have not apprehended. I have not, I have not accomplished all that God need me to accomplish. So, amen, I'm going to forget the things that's in my past. And I'm making a determination today that I'm pressing. I'm pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
the musicians prepare to come, one other thing they told you to do when you're fighting in the battle, do not, as you're fighting your enemy, do not get too flashy with your enemy. Amen. You know, here you get up there and you get, you know, you just get excited. I'm a ooh. You do that, now your back is exposed. And all you got to do is just shove it right in. So don't get too flashy with the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, for strength that comes through the word of God. Lord, if we could just recognize that this is the hour not for giving up. It's not an hour for looking back. It's an hour for holding on and being strong, where we have to, Lord, we have to press. With everything that we have, we have to press. God, I just pray that the church, amen, each individual be able to, Lord, in their heart, just be able to receive this word. God is just there to try to help. The ultimate goal is heaven. That's what it's all about. Nothing else matters. Heaven is all that matters. So, Lord, I just pray that we look beyond our mistakes, look beyond our failures, look beyond our faults, look beyond all that, Lord, and press into 2014. God, with a determination that we're going to live closer to you, that we're going to, Lord, we're going to love you more than we did the year before. We're going to serve you greater than we did before. God, if there's anything in our life that you're not pleased with, we want to make those things right. We don't want to carry that over into 2014. It's time to make a change. Oh, God, if there's sin that we're carrying over, Lord, let us make those things right. Let us meditate. Lord, show us those things in our lives so we can make those things right, God, even right now. I pray, Lord, for each and every person that you would give them the strength to keep pressing. Let them be like that eagle, like that chicken that would just pip through that egg, like that lily that would press through the muck and the mire of life. Lord, have something on the inside to keep pressing no matter what. Let it be, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, we ask it. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We're going to sing a little song that I learned in Africa. Amen. While I was there. And I liked it. I liked it when they did it. And I think sometimes, like I said, you got to get yourself a song when you're going through. This song says this. I press towards the mark of the high calling. Press on to reach my goal. Press towards the mark of the high calling. I press. Sing it again. I press towards the mark of the. I press to reach my goal. Come on, say. I press towards the mark. I press. Come on, sing it again. I press towards the mark. Yes, I do. I press on to reach my goal. I press towards the mark. Say, I press. Forgetting those things, I forget those things which are behind me. I stretch myself towards the heavenly. I press towards the mark of the high calling. I press. Oh, I forget those things that are behind me. And I stretch myself towards the heavenly. I press towards the mark of the high calling. Say, I press. Come on, I press. Oh, I press towards the mark. Yes, I do. I press on to reach my goal. Come on, say, I press. Hey, I press. Hey, press towards the mark, say, I press towards. Oh, I press to reach my goal. Come on, say, I press towards the mark. Myself towards the heavenly. I press towards the mark. Yeah. Yes, I press. Oh, I forget those things that are behind me. I press towards the heavenly. I press towards the mark of the high calling. Press. Come on, clap your hands, let the musicians play. Keep pressing, give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every head bow, every eye closed. Amen. Before we leave today, I just want to make sure we give an opportunity to anyone that might want to accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior. I mean, maybe you're going through some things in life and you don't know how you're going to make it through. We can encourage you today that there is hope if God is on your side. The Bible says if God be for us, then who can be against us? But when you don't have God, you really don't have hope. We want that peace. You want that strength to be able to make it through the battles of life. We invite you to let Jesus come into your heart today. There's one here today that just wants to make things right. You're doing an inventory. You're doing a reflection. Lord, I'm not where I should be. But God, I know it starts first with me repenting. Today you want to make that step. I just want you to lift your hand right where you are while every head is bowed. Just lift your hand. Starts with repenting. That's where it starts right there. And God can make the difference right after you repent. If you're sincere in your heart today, and Lord, I want to press. Today I'm determined. I am forgetting those things. I am forgetting those things that are behind me. I'm forgetting about it, Lord, and I'm pressing, amen, into your presence. I'm pressing. God sees your hand today, and underneath your hand is your heart. God sees your heart. I'm going to pray for you, but, amen, while I'm praying for you, I want you to pray also for yourself. I want you to just talk to God the same way that you would just talk to anybody else. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm asking that you forgive me. Lord, I'm sorry for the things that I've done. I'm not going to dwell on my mistakes. I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm going to move forward. But God, I pray that you'll give me strength to keep pressing on. I want you to pray for yourself. Just repent and just talk to him in your own way. He hears your cry. Lord, I've asked people to lift their hands in this place. God, and you see every hand that's lifted. God, there are people that, Lord, they know they have need of you. God, they want to repent. They want to tell you how much they're sorry. And I pray, God, that you would just hear the cry of every heart, even right now. Satan, your day is over. Your time is up. You can no longer hold these people. They belong to God. These are sons and daughters of God. We're not looking at their mistakes. We're not looking at their failures. We're not looking at their faults, but we're looking at the God that created them, the God that's able to cover every fault and every failure with his blood. Father, I just pray that you would enter into every heart right now, God, that you would make the difference. May this be a day that they will go back to and say, that's the day that I committed everything to the Lord Jesus. I lifted my hands when the pastor asked me to, and I made a confession. I made a commitment that I was going to press. I was not going to dwell in the past. 2013 is almost behind me. 2012 is behind me. 2011 is behind me. 2010, 9, 8, 7, all those things are behind me. But today, I am determined to press. God, I pray that you would hear the cry of every heart. That you stop me, Lord, and just said, give opportunity. Lord, and we give an opportunity. The hands are lifted. The hearts are lifted. Now I pray, God, that you would make the difference in every heart, that you would forgive us of our sins, look beyond our fault, see our need. The only need we have is more of you, God. More of you, Jesus. More of you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give him praise because it's already done right now. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to read a scripture. Amen. Out of the book of Micah. I believe it's already done. Amen. You're going to press right over whatever, every mistake. It's not held to your account. God drops it in the sea of forgetfulness. Who wouldn't serve a God like ours? Micah chapter 7. We'll put this up on the screen so you can just kind of follow right along. Just two verses. Micah chapter 7 and verse 18. Oh, hallelujah. Says this, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. And I love this. Verse 19 says, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. I love that. The things that we've done wrong, he will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Church is finished. Accept it today. You're coming out of that thing this morning if you will accept it. Amen. Father, we thank you for every hand. Lord, we thank you for every person. We thank you for every word, God, that has been spoken here today. We're leaving this place knowing that we will be victorious. Yes, we might be locked in battle with the enemy, but God, the strong hand of faith will push the enemy off. Oh, God, and we'll keep holding to the word of God, knowing that we can't be defeated. Thank you for victory, Lord. Thank you, amen, for giving us the power to be able to press. Thank you for giving us the heart and the desire to want to do right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Today, Lord, I just pray that you just complete the work that you started in every heart. God, as we even go into our homes, if there's anything in a house that you don't want in there, let us get it cleaned out. Hallelujah, that the Spirit of God might flow freely in our homes. Oh, God, that we might live victorious lives before you every day, Lord Jesus. We pray, Father, that you just bless your people. Keep us now, Lord, as we leave this place, but not your presence. May the word just continue to quicken to our spirits. Oh, God, we're going to press. That's our determination. That's our conviction. Amen. Lord, that's our, amen, that's our confession today, that we will press. We will not give up. We will not quit. We will not turn around. We will not be defeated, but we will press. Hallelujah. Oh, God, bless each one, Lord, as we leave this place, but not your presence. Thank you for the visitors who sat within our gates today. I pray that you're a special blessing on each one, God, that you would continue to strengthen and keep them, Lord. In Jesus' name, we ask it. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Before you have your seats, just tell somebody, keep pressing. Now keep pressing. Keep pressing.